has been brought to my attention since my family was involved on January the 6th, that there was always a set of ambulance on the Killybegs base, and that was taken away in 2013. And to be honest, nobody knew about it. It only came to light then in January. So since January, I've been pushing, trying to see what we could do. And from the last that we met with Minister Simon Harris through Minister Joe McHugh in Dublin a couple of weeks ago, and that they highlighted it, and Simon Harris, in fairness, he said he would sort things out for us. He did a meeting with Martin Dunn, the head of the National Ambulance Service, and that now is going ahead on the 20th of June, and we're glad to get it and go to Dublin and put our best foot forward for it.
And are you hopeful that something can be done to address this issue, which is indeed a life or death situation?
We're going up there with a positive attitude that we need to get our second ambulance reinstated in Killybegs. I mean, we have Ireland's biggest fishing port here, now attracting cruise ships, and this weekend alone there might be 2,000 people in on one cruise ship. We have Slieve League. The Donegal County Council estimate there could be anything from 180,000 to 200,000 visitors this year, and we have one ambulance. To me, it makes no sense, and what I can get from the people on the ground is that they're not happy. I mean, since our meeting in Dublin, what has come back from the public to me has been very positive. Nobody knew about it, and now we have a great team that's pushing forward trying to get this sorted out.